This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so, my fellow Americans,
it's the E-Square Podcast.
E-Square Podcast, I'm Easy Mo, and yo, Durag Dad, we back here. What's up, man?
Durag Deal.
Hey, man, this is a special day, special.
It is
new little setup right here. Special for my boy, because we got something major to talk about. You want to drop the bomb? You want me to drop the bomb? You go ahead, it's your shit, go ahead.
What should we do? Just start off by saying anything? Fuck it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm nervous for you, bro.
I know. I've only honestly had this discussion about this with my mom, with Dome Man. Mm-hmm. I told you yourself, Trev on the way over here. A couple of my peers. And honestly, it's been something that's been on my mind that I've been pondering about and kind of with some recent business, I don't want to say setbacks, but things that came to light, honestly, partners that just not exactly fitting on the same wavelength together,
mm-hmm.
kind of just when this person's here, that person's over there.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like I was saying last time, I was like, yo, been going to see a therapist, kind of just get my mental right, my health right. I even feel like this is a cool follow-up because the last time, to be honest, I felt very lost when I was here. Right now, I feel a lot more in tune where I'm at, a lot more in peace at heart, a lot more knowledgeable of where I want to go, even though I might not know where that is exactly.
Yeah.
And in saying that, not in the most positive way possible, this next collection of Durag Dev is going to be the last collection of Durag Dev.
Ah, there it is. the bomb.
There's
Damn.
The bomb.
Durag Dev is being discontinued. The collection is being discontinued, people. I don't know how to feel about it, man. You know, I want to congratulate you because I think, like you said, you know what you want to do, and sometimes it's, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Even though people probably won't understand why, or especially a person like you and your brand and the position you're in and what you've been able to do with the Durag Dev collection. I mean, if you live in Vegas and really anywhere, you've seen the Durag Dev collection.
Whether it be from the print, the car driving around town,
exactly.
Billie Eilish.
Mm-hmm.
Sheen copying and that girl's brand, All the Girls Left to Buy. What is, I don't know if there's a lady that knows how to pronounce it that's on my live.
Mm-hmm.
Events with Tinesse and
seen it.
Junction,
you've seen
it. XX.
It's everywhere.
You know, it's been everywhere. Even honestly, the name in itself, Durag Dev, coming from the Gucci Durags. If you haven't seen this, you've seen a fucking Gucci Durag.
Yeah.
Honestly, you've seen a Goyard Durag, you've seen Travis Scott on the cover of Paper Magazine and the Babe Durag. And I think as I was going through my head, I was going through a couple of things what I want to talk about. So
talk a little closer.
Honestly, I had an Instagram post where I kind of gave a foreshadow in a way because I went back to the origins of where Durag Dev came from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good place for us to start here today.
Okay.
And Durag Dev came from not me wearing durags, but having made the Gucci durag and having been the first person that created a Gucci durag and produced a Gucci durag, placed it on artists, made a business out of the customization of high-end aesthetic durags. So for those of you that don't know, that are on this live on my Instagram right now, that are listening to this video some point in time, everything for me started with Luxwa, a Japanese English hybrid word I made that stands for this is luxury. And the lux part being short for luxury, wa in Japanese is a Japanese particle that basically said like this is. That was my first project. Things were cool there. Like Absol was rocking it. Ray Shremmerd was wearing it like show to show to show. Other random, I can't even remember too much. Not too many crazy people, but some other artists as well. And in that, in life going about timing, that's around the time, 2015, I had a stroke. And this is interesting because last time you were like, yo, there's so much I want to talk to you about. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because this is kind of getting a little more into the conversation.
Yeah, we got cut short
on that
time.
Note. Right. Yeah. And so it's funny that this story of the ending, I'm starting off by going to the origins. So that's pretty...
you're such a storyteller, man.
Ironic in that point. Am I really?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like your life is just like so just interesting, bro. From what we talked about last time, and even in now you're like closing a chapter, moving on to the next one. It's like, you know, it's a story. Right. It's an ongoing story.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I love that. Honestly, a close friend of me said, you know, the story's not finished. As long as you're still writing it, then the story goes on.
Yeah.
You know, and that was important to me. So we have Lux Wa, and 2015, I had a stroke. I suffered immensely physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually when I was going from 100% working on the Yeezy Season campaign at Fruition. It was the first release of the first Yeezy 350s, the first clothing. And in that, I had an idea and I said, hey, if Gucci made a do-rag, they would make a lot of money. Well, I was at Stussy at the time. That's where we were always kicking it organically, smoking weed, rolling up, grabbing a 40 ounce, mixing it with some orange juice, making a ghetto mimosa. And we would take a Miller High Light because it's called the champagne of beers. And we would mix it in with orange juice. And we would do that about like the end of the day. And it was always our ritual around like 5 or 6, an hour before the shop closed in. So anyways, we're there and they say, well, Devin, you do production. And I said, holy shit, you're right. A durag would be the easiest thing to make. It's literally one cut, one sew, one fold. And in that, I'll try to speed through this story, but Kenny Relax wears it. Jay Stash sees it, reposts it. He asked me for it. I was hanging out with Vic Mensa a lot at the time. That's been my brother for a long time. Still my brother, someone that checked on me in the hospital when I had the stroke, FaceTimed me even though he was on tour, brought me over to the house, just like, bro, your story needs to like go on Ellen. The fact, like, he's like, my dad had a stroke. I saw he couldn't even walk from the back door to the porch while we're in Jamaica. And he's like, to see what you've been doing since you've had a stroke is absolutely mind-blowing to me. Like, your story needs to go on Ellen. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And this is pre-Durag Dev and Billie Eilish. And
how'd you have a stroke so young?
Stress, bro. Working, running the candle at both ends, working on my own brand while I'm working for this Yeezy Season campaign, trying to get Kanye to recognize me, thinking it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
in your head,
someone telling me, yo, Kanye's watching what you're doing, the styling you're doing, the this, the that. I'm thinking this is my one shot, my one chance to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was just a lot of stress. That ultimately made me have a stroke. But in that, there was a rebirth there. So you have Lux Wa and then you have a stroke happens and you kind of have a rebirth. And that's when I got love or beloved, I or mana. So to be loved in Japanese tattooed because I felt loved to be alive. And then that's when I was like, okay, it's time for us to execute. Execution is going to be a major priority here. And so I made the first three do-rags, Vic Mensa, Jay Stash. I'm like, all right, I got to be careful with this last one. There's only three. Well, it just so happens that Travis Scott stylist contacted me. Shout out to Kyle Liu. At first, I actually thought it was a email promotion for a concert because it's like Travis Scott is performing at Madison Square Garden. Yeah. Didn't open it up till a week later. Next thing I know, it's the stylist asking me to have him wear the Gucci do-rag for the Madison Square Garden
show. So you only made
show.
Three of them?
Yeah. And so me and my, so it was Herb and Bryce that were like, yo, how about we just make them?
Mm-hmm.
Bryce was a manager at Stussy. Herb right now is doing website for Fear of God. Mm-hmm. He used to do Stussy's website, Fruition, Anti-Social Social Club.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of stuff with Neek. So he understands not only websites, but marketing, rollout, when to restock after you sold out, how long to wait, the mathematic, the like we were kind of talking about before, a lot of the systems and things behind it.
Right.
So it honestly was that team. Everything I had and didn't have, everything I didn't have, the other person had, what they didn't have, Bryce had.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so obviously the do-rags goes on Travis. He doesn't really kick in wearing it until like 8 months after. Eventually he's really wearing it for his shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big thing comes, which was Paper Magazine. It's a bait print do-rag with the title cover on the line, on web, and on the magazine is Travis Wears Jacket by Givenchy, Shorts by Wang, do-rag by Rags Worldwide.
Mm.
So it's pretty funny because my first brand, L'Oxoir, that I was trying to have be so high-end, I come up with this new idea, super organic, super fun.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I was like almost reborn through the stroke, stuck in bed, going through this crisis. Then I was like, yo, I just want to execute all the ideas I have, create this Gucci do-rag. And basically from there, that steam of that certified Travis, like that documented. So what Kyle Liu really like fought with the magazine to stand up to give me that credit.
Mm.
Because to be honest, like that credit of that Google search, that magazine search, of it being stamped in there with Givenchy, with Alexander Wang.
Yeah.
Like, that's what really was another big step to the snowball and having things roll in.
You need that credit, man.
Was good, though. And so, right. And there's, you know, there's times where people get their spotlights, like artists do from Drake, or just certain verifications or introductions into the circle. Because the fashion industry is very much so like the music industry. For me, it took me going to Japan to get my foot in the door. The stores out here didn't pick me up until I went into the best store in Tokyo, and then they started picking me up. So even that store in Tokyo, though, didn't pick up the do-rags until Travis Scott and then ASAP Rocky had I Got a Lot on My Head, Gucci Rags Out of My Head, Where's the Gucci Do-Rag in the music video for Crazy Brazy,
yeah.
Playboy Cardi, Young, Lil Uzi Vert, Trippy Red, Rich the Kid.
Yeah. Skyrockets,
Migos, King Kong, the list goes on and on, whatever.
Yeah.
So the do-rags go crazy. Super fun, organic time. Then we start to transition into a new chapter. And that being what I was, again, we referenced the last podcast, knowing how to walk the tightrope. Having the ambition to do it and execute, but not being too thirsty.
Right.
So the game of that. So Ski Mask, the Slump God, comes to Vegas, and he was already buying the do-rags online, and was getting, like, buying them off of other people and buying them online. So he comes here, he finally meets, we meet up, he's happy, I'm happy. We go to the liquor store. He's like, get some Hennessy. I'm like, nah, get Hennessy VSOP. That's what me and my business partners were on for do-rags. Yeah, yeah. And he was like, yo, you know what's up. And he grabbed a bottle. We were the only two that grabbed alcohol. And actually it was Ill Chris that introduced us. And literally from there we were going to the clubs. Strip clubs, honestly, and making music and honestly partying for like 5 days straight, no sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And in that process, like the first time he asked me, like, yo, I want you to make my merch, I just laughed. Second time, I was like, yeah, huh? And then the third time, he was really serious, and I said, okay, we'll go ahead and do this.
Mm.
And after a couple of days, he was like, yo, I noticed you're the only person that didn't sneak in a video or photo or Snapchat or fan out and asked me to take a picture.
You're being regular.
And he was like, so we're going to take a picture and I'm going to clout you up. And he was like, do-rag Dev. Yeah. Like, he was like, Dev now in VR. At the time, my name was Devin L'Oxoir.
Mm.
So, and also I have Kyle Liu, who's telling me.
Damn, so that was like a whole different person. Devin L'Oxoir was a different person?
Yeah. So that was like Japanese retrogalactic punk dev aesthetic. And basically, so we go in, so the Durag's ski mask, Luxwall Durag's ski mask. He takes the picture. Okay, now I'm doing everything from A to Z for VR, very rare. He didn't have anything with the branding other than the name. So I had to do design, production, fulfillment, social media, emails.
Put you to work. He put you to work.
Well, and that's why, like, no label. It was just me and him. I had 50%. So it was work, but it was 50%, but it was well-deserved because all he had to do was wear it and make an Instagram post and release it. Now, the name VR Very Rare or VR was, yes, his concept name, but everything that was made was created by me. So it was, you know, all my intellectual property and ideas. And in that same time zone, so that's when I was going on tour with XXXTentacion on the Revenge Tour. And
Who's tapping in over there?
Yeah, I'm looking at the Instagram live comments. What is our time at? Like, what is our time?
We're at about 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Yeah. Okay, cool. So no, guys, this is not a troll. People think I'm trolling right now.
People think that's what they're commenting.
I'm serious. This will be. This next collection of Durag Dev will be the last Durag Dev collection.
And when this comes out, this is a drop today.
This will drop tomorrow.
Yeah, which is
or
today. Like
when it'll be today. Yeah. It'll drop today for this. Yes.
Yes.
Tomorrow for those of you looking at me right now on my phone.
April 25th.
It'll release April 25th, 2 p.m. PST, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
So when was this born? When was the Durag Dev? Go ahead.
So perfect question. When was Durag Dev born? So Ski comes to town. We vibe out. He takes the picture. He asked me to make his merch. Obviously, I'm the guy that made the Gucci Durag at this point. It's not a Luxwall is on a far back burner. The Durags were in its peak. But Ski asked me to bring on this Very Rare project. And so I'm spending time with him. We're in hotel rooms, doing various activities and various things and going various places.
Yeah.
And
talk a little closer to the mic.
Basically, you know, we're just having fun. And I was like, yo, I was thinking about changing my socials because Kyle Liu, Travis Scott stylist at the time, now Solange's, was like, yo, Dev, I really think that you need to embody the durags more. Herb is, he would probably be not upset, but a little upset that I even mentioned his name on this. Like, he never wants to show his face. So he's very much a silent partner in the durags. Still much very so like a part of my life. Like when I need advice, he even does the Durag Dev website now still. He's one of the most, he is one of the smartest people I know.
Shout out Herb.
And Bryce as well, like just his knowledge and everything. And he's the one that introduced me to like Vic Mensa and Larry June and some artists at first and said, yo, Dev's going to take care of you. And that was meeting Skrillex and Rich. And then that was the tree that, you know, spawned from there. So I digress. So going back, Durag Dev comes from, I was like, yo, I was thinking about changing my social media name. And Ski's messing around in the hotel room, messing around. We're in the studio, and he's like, oh, Dev makes the Durag, Durag Dev. Next thing you know, he's running around, hey, Durag Dev, Durag Dev, Durag Dev. And so it was catchy, and I was like, because of the repeating, what is it when consonants repeat? Alliteration?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. The D's.
The repetition of the first letter.
Yeah.
Anyone on my life, can you know? Anyone on my life, what is the repetition of a consonant at the beginning being used over and over again?
It is an alliteration.
I believe it's an alliteration. Yeah. So honestly, it was Ski Master Slump God that gave me the nickname Durag Dev as I began to embody the durags itself, because at the time I was still working on Luxoir a little bit, so I had to fully put that on the back burner and begin to embody the durags that was having its success. Obviously, especially once Travis started going crazy in it, then that was a sign like, okay, I do need to put intention.
Yeah.
Diddy's son, King Combs, is Christian. He's going online and copping them. And I mean, it was just like every rapper wore them. They knew about them. Metro Boomin, I'm going to his hotel room to get them to him. I meet Cardi. Thank you, Don. Shout out, Don, man. That's my day one. I was just talking about him yesterday. He literally was the person in making Luxoir that was washing trucks with me, washing In-N-Out trucks and making funnel cakes, not for him to get any money, just for me to put money towards my first project, Luxoir. So that's like real, real day one. So we go back towards Durag Dev. So embodying the durags, Luxoir put on the backboard, embodying the durags. And now I know, okay, now Ski's asking me to do Very Rare. Literally 5 days after meeting him, we headed out to tour. So you got to realize, like, I met him. We party for 4 days.
Yeah.
And
then he says, come on tour with me.
On that fifth day, it's come on tour for 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, and like, we need merch now.
Yeah.
So like, we just so happened to meet right before tour. He just so happened to not have any merch. So I came on and was helping out Garrett with some revenge stuff, or, you know, just in the mix with Revenge. We did Revenge VR collabs. And I was building the VR brand up from scratch. And honestly, it had an amazing start. Ski didn't like the designs low-key at first. He was like, these are all right. You need to come harder next time. Then they all sold out. And he was like, oh, you killed it. And first day, like, did like 10,000 sales first day, had 10,000 followers.
Damn.
Like literally he posted one time, count instantly has 10,000 followers. We drop a shirt and a hoodie I designed, boom, sells out. We're low key both happy. We got like 3.5K profit each, 7K profit. It's been like 3,000 in production.
Yeah.
And then released a little bit more and basically going through tour, built my relationship with X. At that point, before then I hadn't heard his music. I had left tour a couple times. I needed the mental space and clarity. I finally listened to X's music for the first time. I came back to tour and I said, hey bro, I really like your slow songs the best. And he's like, you do?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I love your slow songs the best, honestly. And he's like, come here. We go to the back of the tour bus and he kicks everyone out off the back of the tour bus and goes, you have a very open soul. And he had taken a psychedelic. He gave me a psychedelic to take at the time. And he ended up just singing to me for like 8-9 hours.
What?
On the drive up. And he was just singing all these snippets he had.
God damn.
He's like, I've been so scared to sing in front of the guys because they're so macho. They're so tough. They're so, you know, like everyone is so, they want to be so, oh, I'm so hard body.
Got that guard up. Yeah.
And that guard up. And he's like, yo, Dev, like you really have an open soul. I feel comfortable singing in front of you. And honestly, there's actually even one song that's actually referring to my ex that I had started singing a long time ago. And we broke up a long time ago. But basically, I was in a situation like I didn't know where our relationship was. So we're sharing these common girl problems, relationship problems, life problems.
Right.
And that was the first time we really bonded over something, not just anime.
Yeah.
And so that kind of builds a weird thing, because Ski met me and brought me on. X is realizing that we're on the same wavelength.
Right.
I'm beginning to see a little bit of the tug of war.
Oh, really? They both wanted you around.
X is looking for Ski. Ski's looking for me. So Ski's running around the whole revenge tour. Durag Dev. Yo, where's Durag Dev at? Where's Durag Dev at? Next thing you know, Rob Banks starts calling me Durag Dev. Next thing you know, DJ Scheme starts calling me Durag Dev. So literally the name Durag Dev. So I did it in the perfect timing. So it was like, here's this revenge tour. Everything's going viral. X is getting knocked out on stage. My mom sees me on TMZ. And Ski's running around yelling out Durag Dev. He had even put it in a song. That song didn't drop, but it didn't matter. It still existed. It existed for us. It existed for me.
Yeah.
And you know, so that's when I capitalized that name. Am I good enough?
No, you're good to go. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And so that's when I really capitalized on the name Durag Dev and holding down the Durags. But at that same time, I was like, yo, Bryce, I'm going to be busy with VR. Herb is starting to shift to like Fear of God really wants him to do their website. Mm-hmm. You know, going to need you to kind of step up with Rags. Mm-hmm. And ultimately that was where we ended up meeting our match at, because the original plan was to use the Durag prints and then make blanks that we wholesale to like Sally Beauty Supply, Walgreens, CVS, Walmart. That was the big bag plan.
Really?
And we all got sidetracked and let that big bag slip, to be honest. Mm. So it's very important, I think, you know, in this, just to make sure you don't spread your butter too thin with anything. You don't want to spread the jelly too thin. You want to make sure that the workload you have on your plate and what you're doing is, you know, enough so that you can have enough sauce in each area. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just,
it's crazy how Durag Dev was born then. This is a crazy time.
It really is. I mean, you gotta, you know, this is like kind of like the beginning of the end of touring.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Shout out Junction. Yo, just so you guys know, random shout out, you know, just Easy Mode.
Thanks, man.
Junction Complex.
Thanks, brother.
I want to thank them in the middle of this for allowing me to come through and make this announcement.
Sure, my door is always open for you, bro.
Thank you.
For sure. Shout out Trev. Shout out Trev.
Shout out Trev.
With the out of place.
With the out of place with the heat.
Man.
So.
Fire.
And me and Trev are going to talk about some things too, like after this kind of thing. So it really was a time, a time to be alive, being there for X's one and only tour.
Yeah.
And the Durags were like at its, you know, they were at its like
peak
area and still going up. I mean, it was doing it. A easy 40,000, 50,000 in sales a month, honestly. At this point, I don't care to say anything.
Because,
just sleeping.
Yeah.
I remember my dad being jealous because he's like,
yeah,
this nigga's just sleeping, like, and chilling and watching anime. And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, like,
just making buku money.
Like, I'm like, yeah. Like, he, like,
yeah.
Yeah. He was like, and my mom was like, Dev, do you realize, like, you do nothing? And you make more than all of us combined by just sleeping.
Yeah.
Because of your ability to just create an idea and then just have it run.
Such a beautiful thing, bro.
And honestly, it was Herb that was like, when I would worry about me not working hard enough, it was Herb that always was like, yo, work smart, not hard.
Exactly, bro.
And so that was a big thing there. Mm-hmm. And
So the whole like blank, or the whole blank situation, the idea that didn't go through. So then where did you decide to really make the print and the logo with the planet? And
let's go back. So you got to go back to Revenge Tour, getting off of there. Now VR is going full steam. The account has like 50,000 followers. We do the Star Walk collab. I don't know if you've ever seen those shoes. That was with Gabe and Hoey. I started off the Star Walk brand with my first design. So they didn't even release their own shoe. They released a collaboration with me and Ski first. I can give you those pictures. They're pretty crazy. And I even flew out and like gave him all the cash, tied the shoes around his neck, like Love Don't Cost a Thing style. Had him hanging around his neck, had all the money on him.
Yeah.
Super dope photos. And doing the Revenge collab, Star Walk collab, Europe tour comes up, and it's just me, Cole Bennett, DJ Scheme, and Ski. And then of course like couple security and tour manager. So Revenge tour, we had 30 something people, a tour bus, two sprinters. It was madness. It was mayhem. So by the time Europe tour came, Ski was like, bro, I don't want no one on this besides the artist, the designer, the videographer, and the DJ.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And that we're traveling from Amsterdam to Stockholm, Sweden, Copenhagen, Denmark, London, The rest of the tour was going to be Paris, Germany, you know, all over Europe, real Europe tour. That went crazy because after three shows, Ski was on some things and unfortunately took the money from the merchandise and left off to New York, leaving me, Cole Bennett, and DJ Skiing behind in Europe. And
with shows still booked in Europe?
Correct. And everyone contacting me because I'm all over Ski's Instagram. His Instagram account was on my phone.
Yeah.
Anytime I needed interns or something, I would just go on his Instagram, like literally me on his story and posting, hey, I need this and da-da-da-da. We need help with this, whoop-de-whoop.
Yeah.
And honestly, Ski was always very so much, like, Ski was always, honestly, very so much, like, about, like, Dev, clout yourself up. I'm going to clout you up. Clout yourself up. Go on my account and clout yourself up. Go on my account and shout yourself out. Like, I had his two million follower account on my phone.
Trust.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, that trust gets skewed with snakes and sometimes people that want to produce for this artist and they want to kick that friend to the side.
Right.
Different life situations or chemicals that might make us paranoid and put false realities into our head. Mm-hmm. And so we go into a Europe tour. He leaves. I'm stuck with a $33,000 bill. Because the manufacturer is not going to charge you at the front when you're making thousands of clothes. They put you on a net 30.
Yeah.
They know like, okay, you're going on tour. You're going to sell this. You're going to come back.
Yeah.
Well, now there's no tour. There's no shows. I'm almost crying. The DJ gets on the phone with X. They share the same DJ. They're like, yo, you can't believe it. Ski just left us in fucking Copenhagen, Denmark. But Dev is really down bad. Like he took all Dev's money, all the money from the merch, all like everything he has personally. He needs to get back to wherever he wants to go. And he owes him a factory $33,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's in his name. We didn't let the label have the merch. Like Ski came to me right before and was like, yo, they're trying to use our merch money to cover tour costs.
Oh no.
And it like, and we were like, oh no. So I like canceled changing over the PayPal. I was like, no, we're running this.
Yeah.
And so thank goodness that I did because literally we come back from tour. I end up dropping the clothes online. X offers again to pay the $33,000. Such a real one. Such a real soul. And I said, yo, let me try to figure this out. I released the merch on like Christmas Eve. Does 80,000 in sales in one day from an account with like 75,000 followers or so. Damn. I don't even get on. I didn't even get on his account because at the time he had like yelled at me. He didn't want to see me. Was tripping off of his stuff. And it was just saddening to me. And I didn't even at that point, whereas I would have used to feel comfortable getting on his account and promoting the release.
Yeah.
I didn't even do it that time. Luckily the brand page, it had like 50% engagement.
That's good.
Like crazy. If we had 70,000 followers, like we were getting like 12,000, 15,000 likes on a photo.
Yeah.
Insane engagement. Thousands of comments.
Yeah.
15,000 likes in like 2,000 comments.
That's a good ratio.
Right.
Yeah.
We released the Starwalk shoe. All sizes sell out in 2 minutes. And I'm talking like 200, 300 pairs.
Yeah.
Not like 20 pairs, 30 pairs, 50 pairs. No, hundreds of pairs.
Those are real fans.
Selling out instantly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Real fans. And new, you know, so this was a new experience. New pains. New life. New situations to grow from. New weather, new storms, and it becomes slowly apparent that Ski really wasn't in it. I'm trying to contact him. He won't reach me back. The only time he did want to reach me back was to get the money from the jewel wraps that we did, and I had just bought the i8 and flipped it 6 days later, like crashed it three times down a 50-foot drop. Was in a neck brace in the hospital. He's asking me to fly out to New York and give him the money. I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Have you not seen my Instagram? Like, I'm in the hospital. I cracked my skull. I should have died again.
Yeah.
Like the doctors were like, we don't know how you live. Like, you went home and you went to sleep after this. Like, you should have died in your sleep. They're like, you cracked it, right? Like, you were a couple millimeters away from the main artery. Like, you should have hit that and you should have bled out inside of your head. Mm. They're like, we don't know how you're here right now. This makes no sense. And, you know, real, real crazy. And so it becomes apparent that this project is beginning to reach its end. Mm-hmm. And in that, around that time, X and Ski had their conflict. Mm-hmm. I told Ski, yo, X still calls me. Well, X always noticed, yo, Dev's the one that got the shoe collab with Stark. Dev's the one that put this in stores next to Yeezy Season and Off-White. Yo, mm-hmm. Dev's the one that actually turned this into a brand, not just merch.
Right.
And X was always on that bigger vision. And also, he was a huge fan of Japan, so he followed no one, but every time I took a trip to Japan, he was watching all my stories, and then he would Skype me every day for like an hour or two. Yeah. And I'd be like, he'd be like, show me the inside of One Oak Tokyo. Show me the outside. Yeah. Show me a Japanese real, like a real Japanese ramen spot. Mm. Show me some people. Show me the street. Show me this. And I'd be in a bar sometimes and we'd just be talking for like an hour.
Yeah.
And
so did you feel conflicted? Like when they were going through their thing?
Yeah, because I have literally their beef was all over media. Mm-hmm. I'm in Ski's video 5 minutes before he makes the post that says X tried to sacrifice me and the da 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 da. So X texts me and goes, you're the devil.
Oh man.
I had just so happened to arrive to New York so that we could figure everything out because mm-hmm. honestly at that point Ski was needing to apologize to me for leaving me in Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. He couldn't really muster up the words to say I'm sorry, and he just kind of said I messed up. He ran into Sprinter. We went to One Oak, just so happened to pull up. Same time, Playboy Cardi. Mm. Cardi had already known me from, I was in LA shopping, got a bit last pair of Rick Owens pants. Next day, I'm out on the arm here shopping. He comes in and was like, what the fuck? Like, mm-hmm. I'm following you.
Yeah.
And he was like, who are you? And I was like, yo, have you seen the do-rags? Like, Travis has been wearing it. He's like, yeah, I've been looking for who makes those. I'm like, that's me. Mm. We exchange numbers, we lock in. He's like, yo, at the end of his meet and greet on the arm, he's like, yo, I'll fuck with you. Mm-hmm. And I see him in New York. Ski tries to introduce him to me, tries to introduce us to, and Cardi stops him like, no, I fuck with bros. And yeah, he looks at me, he's like, I fuck with you. Remember I told you I fuck with you? I was like, I know, bro. Like, you're Playboy Cardi. Like, I know. Like, I'm like, and I fuck with you too, bro. And I'm like, but you know, you're just not going to forget, you know, like, that
sure.
comment.
For sure.
And so we get into just me kind of seeing Ski begin to go off the map, X contacting me. He falls out with Garrett, who's doing Revenge. And now you have X contacting me and goes, I'm making Bad Vibes Forever. He has a designer, but he goes, I want you to be the creative director of Bad Vibes Forever. Mm. And I'm like, oh my God. How do I tell the person that's screwing me over, but that I first met and was introduced, that introduced me to X?
Right. Yeah, it's a sticky situation.
I never thought I would be in the situation between like at the time, like, you know, this is X at his peak while he's alive.
Yeah.
Ski's hyped up very much so himself. The Florida rappers, this is Lil Pump, Smoke Purp, mm-hmm. Denzel Curry, you know, Puglia. Yeah. Like, this is when like Florida, Kodak Black, like Florida was going crazy. They had the wave. Everyone mm-hmm. knows 2016, 17 was Florida years. Mm-hmm. 2018, those mm-hmm. were Florida years. Rolling mm-hmm. Loud, you know, being that, like that was Florida was running it. And basically, you know, again, I go back to this tug of war that I had felt already happening at the beginning of tour, because like even little things like, yo, X is like, yo, put my, like, try my chain, feel the energy from my chain. Mm-hmm. Low key, he was wearing his chain to the back. I take it, I wear it to the front. Mm. Next thing you know, the kids are wearing their dog chains
to the front.
Billie Eilish is wearing it to the front.
Yeah.
They low-key have no clue. It's that little moment where I put the chain on and it was like too small for me to wear on the back. So I wore it to the front and he was like, oh my God, it looks fire like that. Starts wearing his to the front.
Yeah.
Now, even like Asaya didn't even know. Mm-hmm. Like, he did it because X was doing it. He didn't know.
Yeah.
My own friend didn't know influencing the influencers.
Exactly.
The Prada bag I wore. Then Cardi went and copped it. Mm-hmm. Then later I was consulting with Prada and I had to explain to them, you know, it's like people like me and others that are on something early, and then we show the influencers and the influence where it,
you just don't get
we're
the
early adopters. Yeah. We influence the influencers as the early adopters. then you have those influencers, then they hit the masses, and then the product goes viral.
Right.
So we go back to Tug of War, and I'm trying to figure out, how do I tell Ski, yo, I'm still working on you with Very Rare, but X has asked me to create a direct. At this point, I had already been in meetings, Skype meetings with the people in China. Mm-hmm. I had the connections in Japan, setting them up at One Oak Tokyo. X gets me the ticket to come out to Florida, sets up the jet, we're going to do a pop-up. He's like big on the, like, I'm going to Japan. Mm-hmm. As soon as I can travel, I'm going to Japan. He loved anime. First thing he did when he saw my tattoos. Oh my God, you got the Sharding Gun tattoo. Mm-hmm. I fuck with you. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, that was our, we would just talk about Naruto and anime and watch the new episodes of My Hero Academy on the road during tour. Like, that was our thing was anime. And then everyone loved the fact that I didn't need to look at the screen or read the subtitles to know it. Because I can speak, read, and write Japanese for
me. Yeah.
So everyone was just rocking with me in that sense as well. And as I'm trying to muster the words, I get in a car accident. And as I'm laying in bed, you know, X had a lot of pranks and videos of him hanging himself, but then posting it and killing himself and being reborn. His music video is based around it. Mm-hmm. Well, we had a group chat from tour. And when that video came out of him in the car, chills shot down my spine because I knew that one wasn't a joke. Mm. Because the group chat was silent. Mm. And that's what really, everyone was wondering, is this a joke, is this real or not? But I knew from our friend group chat, like, this is real because I'm really right here with these guys. I lived with these guys. I lived life. I, you know, at least, you know, a few times a week, X was always amazing about calling me, honestly. And how are you doing? How are things in Japan? How does the world spin over there? Do things flush different? I know the handles turn different, the key locks. How does this work? How does that work? Talking about programming our mindset from programming our world different from what reality is so that our heaven exists in our reality, in our mind, almost manifestation things, really high intellectual conversation.
Right.
Conversations I can't have with anyone. I lost that outlet. Mm. I lost that friend, that business partner. Mm. It's sad to say, but I even lost, you know, the business because I was going to be creative directing Bad Vibes forever. Yeah. Of course, Cult Like Falling would have been huge. Yeah. But for me at that point, I was like, man, like, you make a song called I'm Sad to Know You, and now I'm fucking sad to know you.
Yeah.
And be on that level. So now I'm lost. Not cool with Ski. Ski's distraught. He's not cool with X.
Right.
Publicly, he was cool with X because they did the Rolling Loud set, but that's not the real truth. They had gotten in an argument, to be honest. Mm. X asked him to stop doing the same things that he was doing, that he was doing to me, that led to our problems. Mm. And at that point, I was just in bed crying. I didn't know which direction I was going to go. And at some point of me, I took a trip to Japan for a couple months to get regrounded. And shout out my brother Ellie in Japan. He's like huge, he's like the Chris Brown of Japan. Made a room for me in his house that he had at the time. And I designed his stage apparel. And he said, come on out to Japan. Just get on out here. I need you out here. I need to get you out of your room. I could tell you're not doing good.
Yeah.
So I ended up in Japan for a couple months. That helped a lot, get my spirit up. Mm-hmm. As I'm going around Japan, people are looking at their phone and then looking at my tattoos, looking at their phone, looking at the tattoos and asking for a picture. Mm. Come back to LA. I'm walking on Fairfax, Japanese people, sometimes American. They're looking at their phone. They're looking at my tattoos. They're looking at my phone. They're looking at their tattoos. Looking at my tattoos. Mm-hmm. And that's when it hit me. I go, oh my God, they're almost not recognizing me for me, but they're like recognizing me for my tattoos. Mm. So I make a shirt for fun for me. Mm. And it looks like my own camo. I look like a snow leopard at this point. Mm. I almost wore the shirt on purpose. I wish I had like a brand new, fresh, clean one. I would have. And that just felt so authentic. And I was talking with someone about this yesterday. I feel like when you create something from a place of love, joy, and authenticity, it gets transmitted through the garments, through the product. Mm-hmm. And when people wear it, they can feel the energy, the authenticity, mm-hmm. the vibes that you put into that creation. And that's the magnetic attraction.
Yeah.
That's the energy field that connects them to that product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of me feels like then you have Billie Eilish who goes in the back of Joy Ridge. There's this big ass warehouse. She only wants one thing. Mm-hmm. The owner of Joy Ridge just so happened to have had one of my hoodies because we were going to do an event together.
Mm.
He was like, well, the hoodie was for me, but if you want it, I'll take it because if you go wear it, I'm going to do an event with this kid, then more of them will sell. So it was a win-win.
Yeah.
So of course he's going to give his one up.
Right.
Well, she asked for that one hoodie. She rocks it, loves it. Her stylists are looking for it. At this point, I had the name Durag Dev. It was built up from Ski going, Durag Dev. X calling me Durag Dev. Now all these artists calling me Durag Dev, Made in Tokyo. It's a very good brother of mine. Someone I talk to this day currently. And, you know, Colt Bennett knows me, Durag Dev. You know, so the industry from the durags. So like I said, Durag Dev didn't come from me wearing durags.
Mm.
Durag Dev came from me being the first person to almost invent custom durags, designer durags, upscale aesthetic durags.
That was not done before.
No, now you have like, and Guap Dad looked out in an interview because they said, yo, how does it feel that you started the durag wave? He's like, no, I didn't do it. Durag Dev did it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met like his people and J. Cole, like they all knew me, J. Cole's manager and his and Cole, the Dreamville team, because they were like, yo, Guap Dad just talked hella good about you.
Yeah.
Because he had an interview and they said he made the durag wave and he was like, no. And if you go look, all of Guap Dad's first things was him in like the Gucci and the Goyard durag.
Yeah.
And authentic, G shit. Benny Boss just commented authentic. Mm. So like I said, these things coming from an authentic place. The durags came from a really authentic place. It was a really fun idea in that that passion and that authenticity behind it was what made it successful.
Yeah, you had no idea it was going to take off like that.
No.
Yeah.
It was an idea for fun, but it let me know that literally like any idea you have, you need to execute it because you don't know what idea.
Yeah.
So, if Gucci made durags, he'd make a bunch of money. We make durags, next thing you know, we make $500,000.
Yeah.
Okay. VR comes along. I end up going out, end up being myself. Now I'm doing Skis merch and working with X and this and that. Going up, going crazy.
Right.
And come back, okay, Durag Dev. I had embraced the durags from where I was worldwide and the Gucci durag, Ski and X, patent it as my name, basically.
Mm.
So now I am doing this thing where I'm taking my tattoos and transmitting it into garments and a clothing.
So you had these tattoos before?
Way before.
Oh, wow.
I had the tattoos in 2016.
Whoa.
Durag Dev didn't drop until 2019.
Oh, whoa. That's crazy. That's crazy.
So the neck was done in 2016. Mm. The arm started like 2018.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah, the tattoos came first.
And it became an identity.
So authentic. Authentic. Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, with X passing, I was lost. Honestly, being vulnerable, I was crying in bed for 2 weeks.
Mm.
I was stuck. Ski wasn't talking to me. He was shut down. He didn't know how to feel. The whole team is just in a frenzy. I just lost someone that was very, very essential to high intellectual conversation for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we've kind of stopped the durags at this point. Luxwall was on a far back burner. We stopped the durags. Ski has abandoned me with Very Rare.
Mm.
He's left me in Copenhagen. I was a real one and still sold the merch and still flew up to New York and still gave him his money, even though he left me, took money from me and left me. You know, these are things what I was saying last time, like, yo, I got to get my mental health right because I didn't realize how many traumas I had.
Mm-hmm.
In the same week, I was in a car accident where I almost died. X then died.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was saying, like, yo, the I-8s are bad because he was killed in an I-8.
Mm.
I almost died in an I-8.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents divorced in that same week.
Mm.
So honestly, like, I'm...
You didn't know how to process it all.
Right. And I'll decide to be vulnerable here. I really... During 2018, 19, I really self-medicated.
Mm.
In order to survive.
Mm.
It was a fight or flight response.
Mm-hmm.
I coped with those traumas in very negative ways.
Mm-hmm.
So last time I was here, like, I feel like you got a very more so like, woe is me and trying to figure out kind of where I'm going in a way, Dev. And like, that was still like, I'm starting to feel better and,
mm-hmm.
and kind of getting there, but very much so lost. And I'm just kind of going through thoughts and can kind of teach people some things, but now it's like, okay, we're honed in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And really went about that in super negative ways where only my mom and Dome Man and Jay and Bryce, Herb, knew what was going on with me. They knew mm-hmm. the usage amount of drugs that I was taking. High, high levels that... Same levels that Juice WRLD passed away from. And...
How'd you come out of it?
Seeing a video of myself and seeing how sloppy I was.
Mm.
And...
That'll do it.
Honestly, it was like almost pretty much crying because my best friend wasn't talking to me because he felt like he had to show me tough love and the only way to have me wake up was for him to stop talking to me and that crushed me.
Mm.
And, you know, there was just a few factors. People finally starting to say like, yo, Dev, like, you don't look like you're here.
Mm.
And I wasn't.
Mm.
I don't honestly really remember 2018, 19, and 20 much.
Mm.
It's not even really in my memory, really? I think.
So you're still kind of...
So no one knew, like, that whole time Durag Dev was even being made.
Yeah.
It's not in my memory bank.
Mm.
I was a functioning drug addict.
Yeah.
At that point. And was just blessed and lucky enough that I had that ultra instinct inside of me to act without thinking, without, you know, like I was just blessed to have the magic inside of me.
Yeah.
To be able to function.
Yeah.
So self-medicating so that I'm not bawling my eyes out over losing a close friend that is on billboards everywhere. Cause it wasn't like losing my grandma. No one knows my grandma.
Right. You were constantly reminded of it.
I hear his music on the radio and cars passing by. The signs are everywhere. I'm reminded on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I mean, I didn't know. I had never had any problems with anything. I didn't even know that I was self-medicating.
Yeah.
And in that, there was... A lot of traumas of things that I didn't realize. Like I said, those three things happened in 1 week and turned me down. So a lot of roller coaster rides. But through that, I was still like strong enough at the time, like with a Japanese mentor, Ellie, some people from Japan, honestly picking me up and pulling together. Okay, I had this fun idea, a new, original, authentic, energy base, fun idea, and it caught Billy wore the hoodie. Next thing you know, her stylists are looking for me, and they find me, and they're like, "Yo, we want some stuff." Da da da. I give her a white T-shirt and a black hoodie.
Mm.
Now, most people would have, like, flipped out and given her, like, everything.
Yeah.
I gave her a white t-shirt and a black hoodie. We don't know why.
Tell me.
So that she would need the black t-shirt and the white hoodie. And then so that she would need the black shorts and the black pants and the black durag and then the white.
You smart motherfucker, you.
So I purposely gave her a black hoodie and a white t-shirt so she would need the white hoodie and then the black t-shirt.
Right, right.
Because she wants to wear a hoodie with the same shirt underneath when she takes it off during her performances, and she wants to have the pants and the shorts underneath and the durag and whatever's possible to make the whole fit complete. That was her thing at the time. Oversized, she's wearing like the same size. I'm 6'4". She's wearing like the same size as me. It's crazy. And
are you still alive?
Yeah, I'm honestly restarting it, to be honest. Do you know where we're at time-wise on here?
We're at 30. No, we're at over 30. We're at like 45 minutes.
Really? Jesus. Okay.
It's all good, bro.
I feel like we really got into some things. Here.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I'm sorry. Can you tell me where I was at? There.
So you were on that story with Billie Eilish. You gave Billie Eilish.
Right. So I gave. So Billie asked for pieces. I gave her a white t-shirt, a black hoodie, so that she would ask for the white hoodie. Mm-hmm. So she flips out at the stylist, like, I need the white hoodie, and I need the black t-shirt, and I need the shorts and the pants and. And I do, and I didn't make any of those items. I had no plans of making sweatpants and shorts and a durag and all that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of making, Durag Dev didn't even think of making a durag for his self-entitled project, Durag Dev.
Right, right.
So on my first pieces, the other reason she didn't know where to find me, the first Durag Dev pieces only had this symbol.
Mm.
It only had this symbol right here. And it was on some almost like some print shit where it was just, so they didn't like, I didn't really know where it was going at this point. I had like Luxwa was on a back burner. The durags Gucci, like at one point Gucci finally, for a while, the creative director let me rock. We were good. We were good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then Alessandro came in. They gave us a cease and desist, took the Instagram. Now that's done. VR revenge. Then Bad Vibes Forever, thought I'm doing that, then that's done. And so now I'm like, okay, well, I have a name under Durag Dev.
Yeah.
So I am going to make clothes for, I realized it doesn't matter what the name of the project is.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that the people in Japan and wherever, they were supporting me for me.
Right.
Not if it was a VR 24 Karats collab or a Rags Worldwide durag release or whatever, they were supporting me.
Yeah, they trusted your
trusted,
vision.
They trusted my vision. And that's when I was like, okay, self-entitled project. Yeah. I am going to release this for me. And actually, I didn't have plans of having any artists. I didn't want any artists in Durag Dev at first.
You wanted to be yours.
I wanted to be the influencing factor.
Yeah.
Behind it. I wanted to show people that I don't want to have to rely on the artist in order for this project to flourish, but that I can influence and make people feel my energy.
Right, right, right.
Understand my genius and where I'm coming from mentally.
Right.
And tap into that.
Yeah. Taking full control.
And support that.
Yeah.
And you know,
it worked out.
It worked out. And obviously I wasn't upset with, you know, it's Billie Eilish. Right, and stuff. I didn't go crazy and stuff, but then eventually like, so I, you know, as we go back to that. So she was doing it, you know, she was wearing the pieces first. She would wear the full outfit first.
Mm.
And then about a month later, I would come out with those pieces because she almost designed the collection in a way.
Mm.
Like she would tell me what she wants. I would make all of it for her custom. She would perform in it. Then I would mass produce it and I would release it.
Right.
And my old business partners had taught me like, okay, we like market it here at this. We show it here. We put it out here. We seed it here. We get it to people here. And then about by a month's time here, now we can release it.
Right. Okay. So that was actually almost, that worked out better. That she was demanding it.
So we come into the orange. So she's on my Instagram. She sees me post a picture of orange, just kind of messing around. Yo, I want the orange. All right, now I got to go create the orange and everything.
Yeah.
And she does it for Mexico City. She posts the song. It's the song she did. Trev, you know the song she did in the Mexico City, in Mexico City? All I Ever Wanted. She posted on her YouTube page, got like millions and millions of views, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the live performance. The first time she did that song live, so she uses that as the first video to her YouTube page. So it goes crazy because it's her in the full orange durag dev fit.
Yeah, that's a loud outfit.
Loud outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
Mexico City, so it's huge crowd because it's like all of Mexico, basically. She's only going to do one show in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like a festival, a sea of people, DMX, 99 Woodstock vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what influenced doing the event here in Vegas, taking the I-8, wrapping it in orange, dyeing my dreads orange, and then eventually releasing the orange collection after she's worn it. Taking the space, doing the walls in the orange print, and maximizing on the orange.
Mm.
And it was perfect. It was fun. I didn't know that that event would influence the company in Korea to buy an I-8 out in Korea and wrap it in the print and then do a collab with an artist in Korea. And even during quarantine and not being allowed to post the time of the event, it still broke records and sales there.
Yeah.
So that
you
was
never
with,
know, bro.
That was right. And so that was with Hyundai's. That was with Hyundai. That was Hyundai's fashion, like luxury department, like store. So they had like the Travis Scott release going on at the time. They had Off-White, 424, Supreme, Cold Wall, and gave me a whole gallery. I did the like the print. In a basketball court, because I did like a basketball jersey and shorts and headbands and basketball and like, and then track suits. So think like, I was thinking like, all right, what am I warming up in? And then what am I hooping in? And then what accessories do I have? And so it was in a way a very basketball's collection and like a couple crew necks and like a couple simple pieces too. So and I loved the colors. Things went very neutral. Everything had been so loud already.
Yeah.
It went tonal. It toned things down.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to keep doing that because I didn't want everything to be a collab and just taking my print and then people feeling like they own a color.
Right.
You don't know how many people have approached me like, oh, let's do the print and then we'll do it in my brand's red, my brand's orange, my brand. And I'm like, you didn't make the color red and orange and this and that. Like, I'm like, all you're doing is
invented a fucking color.
All you're doing is stealing my print and putting it in a color that you might often use.
Yeah.
Now, okay, maybe a color combo, i.e. Jamaican flag, we recognize those three colors together. So like, I can see like, maybe if a brand is very strong on a certain color combination, or there's other ways to do it. Hell, I have mock-ups with Billy's face in the print in ways that would blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
How to take two separate entities and mesh them into a good collab.
Yeah.
How to take a do-rag, a $1 item in Gucci, a million-dollar company, and mesh it into a good idea. Same thought process.
Yeah.
So in that we create Durag Dev worldwide in Korea, Japanese manufacturer, warehouse and office in Korea. Supporting staff and internships, business partners in Korea. And ultimately there was a sign that I noticed and it was out of sight, out of mind. And it happened with the do-rags before. As we got a fulfillment company to start shipping the do-rags, when we didn't physically have our hands on the do-rags anymore, I noticed that those sessions of us not sitting down together, eating Don Tortaco and having Hennessy and mixing it with horchata, and those late nights packaging up the do-rags and thinking when we're slaving away, shipping out all these hundreds of orders of do-rags that are flooding in and trying to keep up just shipping them out. And we're almost looking like anti-social club because We can't get orders out in time. We're doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't realize that during that time we were actually coming up with the ideas then. So it really was like also the meeting of continuing the next ideas.
Right.
Then we got a fulfillment company. Next thing you know, we're not having those times together sitting down as a team.
The energy's gone.
It slips away.
Yeah.
Honestly, the same thing has happened here. Mm. I'm not in Korea to be there hands-on.
Why don't you go over there? Why don't you go?
Stop. I'll go to Japan. Okay. I don't speak Korean. I speak Japanese.
Okay.
I can't read, right? I can't. No, they don't accept me. The old women literally stare at me. Like, I literally was going to tell one of the old women, like, have you never seen a colored before?
Yeah.
Like, because it felt that racist to me.
Oh, really?
It felt that, like, derogatory. Mm. Like, it felt that, like, belittling sometimes. Like, they would stare. I'm like, have you, like, you've never seen a black man before?
Mm.
With tattoos?
Yeah. I would look crazy to them.
Like, I would, like, even the people I know with tattoos, like, they have to hide it. Like, they have, like, all the Asians, they have special skin things to cover up any star with tattoos. And if a star has too many tattoos, like, they're just not going to ever make it on TV and radio.
Oh, man.
Like, their culture is just built against it. Japan is starting to recognize it more.
Yeah.
Wow. I digress. So,
So again,
out of sight, out of mind, losing the energy, not being on the same page necessarily. Mm. But in getting healthier, getting my mind sharpened, getting down to green grass roots, getting down to the basic and the fundamentals I was talking about, there was patterns that were coming up. And an email came in and we were talking back and forth about whether we wanted to continue this project or not. And honestly, I said, look, either we're going to continue this 100% and keep going, or we're going to finish out this collection, or you're going to send me everything and I'm going to finish out this collection.
Mm-hmm.
And where we're at right now is finishing out this collection. And honestly, I feel like it's really my time more than anything to possibly do some consulting. There's people that I meet and talk with now, and honestly, I've been through a lot. I've lived a lot of life already. What I feel like was a double-edged sword for me was like I got the cars and the clothes and the traveling in so quick. And so now I realize that happiness isn't in those materialistic items. I've been alone in Singapore.
Right.
Listening to slow Drake songs, realizing, wow, I've made all this money. I've made it here, but I'm alone.
Mm.
Wow, I got this car. It's dope as fast, but it's materialistic.
Yeah.
Oh, I got these chains. I got these Balenciaga pants. I got all these designer pants. I got all this... these cool things, but this isn't necessarily happiness.
Right.
You know, love and happiness and love and joy, that's happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to create the best product that I can, I feel like it's in the best interest for me to take a sabbatical.
Mm.
And really take the time to hone in on what I love.
Yeah. It's important to take a break, man.
Right. So, the catch is this will be the last Durag Dev collection. This next collection will be the last Durag Dev collection. It will drop at Zen. I'll go out to LA. We'll do an event. It'll drop at Crossover.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do an event. They bought some like, was talking with Tanes. I want to still do something solo. Might do something here at Junction, if that's cool. I don't know where you went, but
I'm sure it won't be a problem. Yeah.
So there's a store in Seattle. You go there, do an event. Miami, talk to me. New York.
Yeah.
If I can get out to Tokyo. So don't get it like I am going to release the next colorway and then boxers and socks and re-release some Rhino stuff and still have logo tees and hoodies and have amazing hats and things.
Yeah.
I brought you the Korea collab today.
Thank you, sir.
Because that is like a gone item that was only available there and online. So Thank you. Of a rarity.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
No problem. And honestly, this was like a really obviously big decision for me to be like, wow, am I really going to stop Durag Devin? So
I was nervous for you, man.
Right. Everyone was like, you're tripping. You're trolling. You're out of your mind. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So, but do you feel, how do you feel though about it? You feel liberated or do you feel like you're excited or are you fake retiring? Are you fake retiring?
I'm not fake retiring because I didn't say I'm retiring.
Oh, yeah.
The trick in the words is like, this is the last Durag Dev collection.
Right.
So you should get your hands on it. Yeah. This is the time. Like, people have been commenting on this, saying, oh, yeah, I'm grabbing it. Like, good.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm saying. Like, this is going to be worth something.
It's over.
Someone just commented, don't stop. I didn't say I was stopping.
Yeah.
A second did I say I'm stopping. So, example, Trev's here with me today. This is a young cat, right? With mad skills. I'm wearing his pants right now. I'm wearing this. He made this custom shirt. Says Durag Dev, you know, right here. But maybe someone like him needs help with execution.
Mm.
And someone like me knows how to go about the execution and the store placement and the product placement and the artist placement. Da, da, da.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people here in Vegas, they have the artistic skills, but humbly speaking, someone just said it to me. I'm Siri Bell. Said, bro, you are the only fashion designer from Vegas that's like, honestly, like, truthfully successful. Like, the only one that is... traveled the world, worked with Travis Scott, Ray Schremer, ASAP Rocky,
Billie Eilish. We've done more than just design clothes, right. The business part of it.
Even branding, if I don't, marketing. Even if I don't have the most followers or whatever, I'm not gonna lie. No one else from Vegas has been on tour with artists like XXXTentacion.
Yeah,
with artists over in people don't even know there's artists in Japan that are Chris Brown, Justin Bieber famous, that are my best friends I've been on tour with, made their stage.
Yeah.
Made their.
You're a trailblazer for sure. Costume. You're a trailblazer for sure.
So I've traveled Europe, all over Asia, here, there, put in a lot of time into a lot of projects. For me, this is the Phoenix dying and rebirthing from the ashes. Mm.
I love it.
So, the stroke, Lux Wall being put on the back burner, redying, coming with the Gucci Durags.
Mm-hmm.
The Gucci Durags ending, coming into VR, working with X.
Mm.
X literally dying, coming into Durag Dev.
Mm.
It's time for Durag Dev to die and be born into something new.
It feels like a champion boxer, the height of his career, calling, retiring when he's on top. He's on top, but you're not retiring. So is that what makes you?
It's. I don't want to flood you guys with fucking colorways. I got 30 of them in a vault.
So you feel like you've kind of accomplished what you wanted to accomplish in the sense. Like, do you feel satisfied with what it's become?
I truthfully do.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I feel like Durag Dev, this project served its purpose. X was looking out for me above because Billy was one of the hugest fans of him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me that it's not crazy that the female version of XXXTentacion.
I never thought of it like that.
X passes away. You already know.
Yeah.
He would have honestly probably taken this brand in with me.
Yeah.
Because like the inspiration from this is anime. This is how me and him became friends.
Yeah.
The tattoo that is like right here that you can't see. This tattoo, this sharding gun mark right here is the first thing he said to me is, you have the sharding gun tattoo. I fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Intensely.
Yeah.
And just from that, like without a doubt in my mind, he would have been in this like crazy. And,
yeah.
And then Billy would have been in it.
Yeah.
But he didn't have to be there to do that for me.
Things work in weird ways, man.
Right. And Billy did like 5-6 colorways. Mm. And we maxed out in that. There's no reason to just keep watering things down and
yeah.
putting out new colors without putting out new concepts. And
I hear you.
To be honest, a lot of things in that, a lot of the fun has been taken away from the project for me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's good that you know when to stop. So that's healthy. That's a very healthy, like, decision-making process, you know, when you know when to stop, you know what I mean? Like the fighter situation, the fighter metaphor. It's like, go out when you're on top, man.
Right, right.
You know?
So I'm gonna be honest. I guess I'll go ahead and drop this because there's kind of people in the Instagram comments dropping it, and at some point I'll see this. But what you're gonna see from me, honestly, is you're gonna see me giving to others around, doing some consulting, collaborating with people. I know how to stay relevant.
Yeah.
Like Drake, if he doesn't drop an album that year, he's on every feature.
Yeah. I know you got something up your sleeve, man. I know you do.
So I'm gonna verge with the situation.
Okay.
I'm gonna turn Pyrex into Off-White.
Okay. There you go.
I'll take the main components.
Yeah, flip them. You'll take a do-rag. You'll take Gucci.
Whatever.
You'll make something great.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's something. There's a word I kept saying that I put on the back burner here. I'm not gonna say it again. But there's a word I kept saying that I put on the back burner.
I don't know it.
You'll reference it. You'll be able to find it.
Okay.
And I put a project on the back burner in the very beginning. And it's time to bring that project back to life.
Okay.
And right now is just how do I properly execute the transition? How did Virgil turn Pyrex into Off-White and transition the name? Because honestly, just speaking, I don't want to wrap this up, but you don't want to change your name. That's horrible. You're killing yourself in your brand to change your name.
Right, right.
You don't want to do that, really.
Right.
So before it gets any bigger, let's just face the facts. Yeah. Not everyone wants to walk around wearing something that says Durag Dev for logo t-shirts. Yeah. To be 100.
Yeah.
If you don't like durags or if you don't like me or you don't like whatever, Durag Dev is really not a universal and international name.
Right, right. Not yet.
But I have something else that is.
Oh, really?
An international name that I used before.
Motherfucker. Hey, bro. I gotta take a piss. I'm about to piss on myself. Give me 1 second, bro. All right? Give me 1 second.
Let me know when we're recording.
No, we're good. We're good.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah,
we're on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember? Where are we at, man? So you feel satisfied with Durag Dev and what you've been able to accomplish?
I do. Yeah. I was saying Durag Dev ultimately is not an international and universal name. That's the truth of the reality. I honestly want to say thank you to everyone that has worn the logo pieces, that will still wear the logo pieces, that will appreciate the logo pieces. They will still be worth more than its value of what it came out for. They will still hold and maintain and escalate its value as I will continue to create, as I will continue to keep writing the book, because the book is not over. It's just time for the second coming of something. And that means it's time for the Phoenix to go ahead and burn and be reborn from the ashes again. I actually have a Phoenix tattooed on my arm as well. It's an interesting thing, you know, like fire brings about destruction, but it also brings rebirth.
Yeah.
Sure. Everything grows again after, from the ashes.
Yeah.
So I do. I feel like I've had a very super supportive amount of success. I can't begin to thank Billie Eilish, Made in Tokyo, Reddy, JP the Wavy, Guap Dad, OGZ, Vic Mensa. I can't even really go into it. you know, I can't even begin to thank everyone that promoted it. Mm-hmm. I can't begin to thank everyone that helped hold events. Mm-hmm. Christian at Deb, who wrapped the car with me and mm-hmm. collabed on the event. This is tatted on me. The print's not.
It's for life.
The print is for life.
Yeah.
I can tell you this. I will always take the authenticity that resides in me and the energy that resides in me and continue on forms of those into whatever I'm doing next.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're going to have a lot of fucking fun now, because I honestly do, in this conversation, I feel super relieved.
Yeah, now the pressure's
off.
To
announce that Durag Dev is done, because it was feeling mundane, it was feeling boring, it honestly was.
That's beautiful,
it
man.
It was at the point where it was monotonous, or, you know, it was just, it was, I wasn't hands-on. I wasn't sewing anymore. Yeah. I wasn't drawing anymore. Mm. I'm looking at my homies that I'm consulting for, and I see that they're in a better place creatively wise than I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm not even where I need to be. So that's why I say right now is the time for Dev to go ahead and give back some energy to other people.
Yeah.
Do some consulting for other people.
Get re-inspired.
Get back to the basics. Get back to fundamentals. Mm. Get back in love with everything.
Mm.
And in a good amount of time here, we'll see the next Phoenix be reborn.
Oh, man. I'm so excited. Yo, talking to you right now, have this conversation, I'm inspired. Because this is such a valuable lesson that anybody listening to this can take, where you know when to stop and don't, not stop, but just switch lanes a little bit, you know, just understand, like, it's time for, it's okay to reinvent the wheel. So it's okay to reinvent yourself and not get too attached to one thing.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And ultimately, even in business, I've heard a long time ago, millionaires are never scared to restart from scratch. Mm. Why? Because they have the experience, the knowledge, the information, and that much more under their belt to start the next business with.
Mm.
Real businessmen and millionaires are not afraid to stop, destroy, and recreate, because destruction is creation.
Yeah.
And It's time for new beginnings. It's time for green grass. Mm. It's time for fresh green grass beginnings.
Mm.
And I don't even know if I told my business partners, like,
when did you make this decision?
It's been in my head over the last month.
Mm.
I really made the decision for sure a few days ago.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I sent the email like, hey, I'm giving you guys three options. They wanted to be done. They weren't feeling the energy with it.
Yeah.
It was honestly just not there.
Yeah.
And I did give them an option like, oh, we can continue this on 100%. I'm now taking that option away.
Yeah.
I'm not going to continue this 100%. My heart's not in it.
That's the most
important
thing.
But for anyone that rocked with it, you're not going to miss out on what you did. There's someone that like got this mark like tattooed on them.
Mm.
Look, like the first project I had all Saturn in it.
Mm.
So there's always a little bit of something in my other projects from my other projects.
Yeah.
So it's not like.
Still you.
It's still me. So, like, think of it as, like I said, Pyrex going in Off-White. He had the arrows back then. He had the imagery. He had the components from there, the word. Then he had the same shorts, and it had said Pyrex. Then he just changed them to Off-White.
Mm.
So it's just time to grow up. Durag Dev was a very young, energetic, hey, Durag Dev, it was, you know, clout. Touring the world, high energy, Travis Scott, Rager.
Yeah.
Kid. And it's time to rebirth into an adult, honestly. And with everything in life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time for me to grow up. It's time for me to manage things properly, manage my life more adult-like.
Yeah, so this is almost a representation of your personal life.
Bingo, yeah.
Yeah.
This is me growing up, getting over a lot of pains, getting over a lot of traumas, family deaths, friend deaths, family separating, almost dying myself multiple times. This is me growing up. And honestly, you got to realize Virgil didn't make it till he was 35. I'm 28. I'm not sure.
Right.
Most designers don't make it until like mid 30s, early 40s.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
You got is time.
I was like, wow, I got to be grateful.
Yeah.
Because I was 23, 24 with a $175,000 car, having already traveled the whole world, shopping in the most expensive stores, right? and it was. And like I said, double-edged sword, wonderful lifestyle, but, you know?
The maturity wasn't there.
Right.
Yeah.
And a kid touching money, you know, the first time, even the do-rags, we were going to a strip club every other night, blowing thousands.
Yeah.
Didn't know what to do with it. You know, that stage is done.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of like you said, in a way, kind of dropping out while knowing when it's time to call that project. And that's why I call them projects. Those things were projects. This were a project. VR was a project. Direct Dev was a project.
It's not like, yeah, I feel you.
They were projects.
Yeah. So was it meant to last forever?
Not necessarily, no.
Right.
I mean,
it will in its own way, but I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Now, universe willing, I am meant to last.
Yeah.
Universe be willing.
Right.
You know? But yeah, I really feel like I would be lying to myself. I would be lying to everyone else. I would be doing it for everyone else if I did not call this quits at this point, because my heart is not in it anymore.
Yeah. That's beautiful, man. This really is. It really is. And I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm super happy for
honestly,
you.
Honestly, in this conversation, I don't think, I've literally reached enlightenment in the middle of this conversation.
That's
like,
great.
Like getting this off of my chest and finally announcing this and speaking it out loud and coming to terms with it. I actually feel like I'm going to have so much fun in this last collection of Durag Dev because now I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah. The pressure's off kind of.
Right.
It's out
I
there
can
now.
Get back to young Durag Dev.
Yeah.
It was on top of his thing. That the boy inspired by Drake. Smart kids who smoke weed on a roll.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to my boy T. Craig from high school. He just tuned in. Like,
yeah.
You know, like just the people that know me when I was first really creating things, like I was very intellectual, very, very like a designer version of Drake.
Right.
Marketing, I understood naturally. Economics. Yes, I had a little bit of that Travis Scott rager in me, but that got out of hand. The substances, the self-medicating got out of hand.
Yeah.
And it's time to grow the fuck up and get back to who I need to be.
Well, look, man, I'm happy for you. You're the fucking God out here, man. And I can't believe this is really happening. I can't believe you're making this decision and you're taking this leap of faith and you're trusting in the process and you're not denying, you're not letting the success cloud your judgment, and you're recognizing that it's time to switch things up. And
thank you.
This is just another chapter in your never ending story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate you pulling up to my show.
Right.
And dropping this bomb on the fashion world, man.
We had to. We had to do it here because I felt like the first podcast was just like a prequel to me actually really coming in here and like really speaking on things that are. Last time was like a little more surface level, shallow. First time we met, there was a million things we could have talked about. This already was longer than I expected.
Yeah.
But this was like, all right, in order for me to give you the beginning, let me go back to the origins so I can tell you the story of Durag Dev,
yeah.
How the name came about, mm-hmm. How the process came about, how the person came about.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Even the mistakes that I've made in this process. Mm-hmm. And now realizing and finding a lot more balance, mm-hmm. a lot more peace, a lot more focus on happiness, a lot more focus on love in the process.
Listen to you, man. You are growing up, man.
So I feel like just from the last podcast, yeah, honestly, I feel like you can probably feel a different energy.
For sure, yeah.
Exuding from me than the energy I had at the last podcast.
It's beautiful, man. You know, art reflects life.
Right.
You know, and life reflects art. So it's definitely visible. And the fact that you're really making this decision is fucking... Like, you told me the other night, and I was like, what? My eyes got all big. I was like, what the fuck are you talking right. about? Shut up, dude.
You're like, shut up.
Yeah. But, all right, man. Well, you know my door's always open, bro. Right. My door's always open.
We'll give some time for other artists, and, you know, I'll help, you know, bring other people in, and... Mm-hmm. That's even like a thing I want to do for some other people is help them curate some brands, help some brands curate some artists, take the attention that's been put on me or the quote unquote power or the quote unquote clout mm-hmm. and start to share some of that. That's one of the things I want to do now is like, okay, I've known Cole Bennett for a while. Let me start to like show him some of the homies' music when they're ready. And, you know, let me start to use some of these connections that I have. Another big thing I will tell you is something that is in the works. I have a major player with a lot of money and a lot of power that wants to back me, possibly creating the first area of a Fairfax or Soho or Harajuku here in Vegas.
Oh, whoa.
So like buying all the land.
Yeah. And really, like, curating
the municipal land. Like, courts. Yeah. Like, getting the land, getting the area.
Fashion design of the fucking neighborhood.
So, instead of, it would be more so, like, design district.
Yeah.
But
I
hear you. Like, you could go to this place in Vegas, and you could walk, and you can get your hair cut, and you can get a beer, and you can get a bite to eat, and you can get an outfit, and you can shop, and you can have you'd be at a restaurant. So it would have everything.
Right.
It would be a life center.
Yeah.
But curated in the highest form.
Right.
Because I'll blatantly say right now, and to anyone, like downtown Las Vegas and the art district was not executed and curated correctly.
Yeah. I think,
to me as an artist, like I look at it shamefully that like this is all we could do.
Well, I think it was curated by non-artists.
It was great. Yeah. It was curated by non-artists. And there's a couple of people. I'm not going to dismiss the entire scene. There's a couple of people. There's other people here in Vegas that I actually want to like start working with again now. And people I want to start to link up with as I'm getting back out of my shell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had to take a sabbatical and a break from everyone for a while.
Sure.
COVID aside, I was going to need to take a break from everyone. And now, like, my energy is getting back to not smoking or drinking or anything. Yeah. Like, seems my energy is like, I'm here. I'm strong. Clear. Yeah. I'm clear-minded. I'm sharpened. And I'm ready to execute on a higher wave frequency.
Yeah. Congratulations. You know,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it.
I hope you know, in me announcing this, the stores and the people purchasing this don't have any like, oh, well, it's the last one, so he's like abandoning us. No, in no way am I abandoning anything. You're really getting something that's super special because it's like the Last Supper.
Yeah.
This is the Last Supper of Durag Dev. And it's going to be amazing. All the events are going to be amazing. I want to blow this thing out with a bang.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone for the support that they've showed with Durag Dev.
It's only right.
And I want everyone to be excited to see what I create next.
Yeah. I'm super excited. I'm excited, bro.
It's like the Durags were on Travis.
Yeah.
Worked with XXXTentacion.
You've accomplished so much,
Durag bro. Dev was on Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see what's about to happen next.
Uh-oh. Dun-dun-dun.
And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Dun-dun-dun.
And that's on Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Hey, thanks for coming through, bro. You know my door is always open. I love you, man. You inspire me.
Do I?
You do. You do. And you're going to keep inspiring. I know you inspire a lot of people, man. So.
I honestly wonder how I inspire people beyond the people that, like, make clothing.
Because I get inspired by anybody that's great in what they do.
Okay.
You know? And then, like I said earlier, you knowing when to stop and move on to something else, that's inspiring because that takes a lot of, you know, the right wavelengths, the right brain patterns to not put yourself in a bad situation. So congratulations, bro.
お疲れ様でした。皆さん、じゃあ本当に心からありがとうございました。終わりです。
Adios, motherfuckers. Peace.
Gang.
Gang, gang. Hell yeah.
Thank you, everyone.